McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Turn your bathroom into a relaxing getaway by calling Jacob Shower and Bath at 800-226-6676. Why tackle a bathroom renovation by yourself, only to get in over your head when faced with rerouting plumbing, tile installation, rewiring, and more? Just tell the Jacob Shower and Bath consultants what you need, and you'll get a new bathroom at a price that might surprise you in as little as one day. Jacob Shower and Bath has been family-owned and locally operated for over 35 years, and they stand behind their work. Call 800-222-6676 or go to convertmybathtub.com.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355 or visit us online at MedXHealth.net.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800. New Roof.
Hello, this is Dr. Rick Lehman.
And I'm Andy Strickland. We hope you join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss the hottest topics in sports and medicine on the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and we'd love to have you join us now, as long as you have not been on in the last 30 days, to play the Harris Challenge. Our phone number is 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phone *KTRS. And just to clarify, you have to have played, not won, because we have people who say, well, I didn't win last week, I'll call again. No, just the fact that you got on the air, you got that 30-day buffer. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in town. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge for the ladies. They play every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge for the ladies or for the gentlemen. And there's amazing food there, too. If you want to find out more about the Well Hungarians, go to the website, wellhungarians.net, or download their free app for your iPhone or Android phone. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just heading down the Cardinals game, hoping for a win.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories have been sitting around. They've been tumbling around in here for 2 weeks because I was off last Friday. They're always led by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category 2, That's a Hollywood Quickie. And Category 3, It's Just Business. Which one would you like there, Tom?
I'll try It's Just Business.
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. And here's how the Harris Challenge is played. Five questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in point value. You've got to get at least half the points in order to win. That's 8 or more, because you can't really get 7.5. So 8 or more will make you a winner. And what do you win? Well, here's the guy who can tell you.
Yay! The Prize
Man! Right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
From
the Old Town Donut Shop. They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. We also have a free bowling party at Kingpin Lanes or Crest Bowl in Florissant. Kingpin Lanes is in Bridgeton. You get 1 hour of free bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people. On one lane, you get 1 large, 1-topping pizza from Brick House Pizza Company or Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes where you can see The Million Dollar Arm, maybe Mom's Night Out, The Amazing Spider-Man. We have more movies. And all of that is a prize package
Oh, what? Oh, you're going to take his line today?
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what?
And that's the prize's ball.
You miss 1 week, and he forgets the whole format of the show.
Man, I tell you.
Oh, crap.
Wants to take over.
Thanks, prize man. Here's the deal. You get your choice of those if you win, Tom. And if you get all five questions right for 15 points, we call it a clean sweep. And then you get all the prizes, a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Sorry, Paul.
That's okay. So, you know what? The guy who stumbles across home plate still counts as a run.
You were in Italy. And yes. I got jet lag thinking about you in Italy.
Tom, you've chosen the category It's Just Business. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which fast food chain was founded by Dave Thomas, who died in 2002 at age 69? Correct. Which milestone did the Dow Jones Industrial Average pass for the first time in January of 1987? 2,000, 5,000, or 10,000?
10,000.
2,000. Which rock group, made up of Peter, Paul, Ace, and Gene, signed their first recording contract in 1974 with Casablanca Records?
Pass.
Which barnstorming basketball team played their first game in Hinckley, Illinois in 1927?
Chicago Bulls.
Harlem Globetrotters. Which position did Luther Terry hold when he released the first government report regarding the dangers of cigarette smoking in 1964?
Surgeon General.
Correct. Which rock group, back to the three-pointer, which rock group made up of Peter, Paul, Ace, and Gene signed their first recording contract in 74 with
Kiss.
Casablanca? Did you say Kiss?
Yes.
The correct answer is Kiss. Nicely done. You got the five, the three, and the one, Tom. That's 9 points, and you're our first winner today.
Great.
Congratulations. Hang on, and if Dan remembers how to do it, he'll tell you how you get your prizes. And here's our second contestant. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not a whole lot going on. I'm just looking forward to the weekend going fishing this weekend.
So all right. categories are, have you been paying attention? That's a Hollywood quickie, or everything in there is constitutional?
We'll do have you been paying attention.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was drafted by the Rams, made a reality show deal with Oprah, and is dating the grandson of a mafia mob boss?
Michael Sam.
Correct. In what country did more than 200 people die this week in a coal mine explosion?
Turkey.
Correct. In a CNN interview, who did Magic Johnson say he felt sorry for because he was delusional?
The owner of the Clippers. Forgot his name. Pass.
The remains of which famous ship from over 500 years ago does an explorer say he's found off the coast of Haiti?
The one with Donald Sterling, I believe.
That's correct. Which former New England Patriots player was indicted this week for murdering two people in 2012?
What's his name? I have a need to go past you.
No, you can go back to the famous ship from over 500 years ago. An explorer says he found off the coast of Haiti this week.
I think I'm gonna get punished.
Fill in the blank. The Nina, the Pinta, and the
Santa Maria.
Yeah, Christopher Columbus's Santa Maria. We can't find Malaysian Airways Flight 370 from last month, but we can find the Santa Maria from 1492.
Well, give it a couple of 500 years,
yeah.
And we'll find it.
Well, if Don Lemon's still working, he'll cover it for you on CNN. Aaron Hernandez was the Patriots player. Dustin, let's see how you did here. 1, 2, 3, that's only 6 points.
Oh man.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've used this as punishment before, and I'm going back to it because I just got back from a trip to Italy, and I looked in my hard drive to see, do I have any Italian music on here? And I found, unfortunately, I don't. Not any Italian punishment music anyway, but I thought, well, let's have somebody who's Italian. We have an Italian person singing. Not necessarily known as a singer, however. Here are Robert De Niro with Billy Crystal and another Italian, Joe Vitarelli, from the movie Analyze This.
There's a place for us, a time and place for us. Hold my hand. And we're halfway there. Hold my hand and I'll take you there.
Big finish, boys.
Somehow, someday,
I know it's not Italian, but it's the best I could do. Sorry you had to hear it, Dustin.
That's all right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. And here's our next contestant. Hello, Evan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just electrician, love what I do, and ready for the weekend.
All right. Which category would you like? That's a Hollywood quickie. Everything in there is constitutional, or in what state?
Ooh. Let's try what's the state.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state have dozens of homes been destroyed by wildfires this week?
California.
Correct. In what state did a federal court give Robert Campbell a stay of execution because he's intellectually disabled and therefore constitutionally ineligible for the death penalty?
Pass.
In what state did a former American Idol finalist become the Democratic nominee for Congress after his opponent died this week?
Rhode Island. I don't know.
North Carolina. It's Clay Aiken. In what state was Alec Baldwin arrested after riding his bicycle the wrong way on a one-way street this week?
Wasn't it D.C.?
It was New York.
Yeah.
In what state was radio legend Casey Kasem found just hours after
Washington
a missing person?
State.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. In what state did a federal court give Robert Campbell a stay of execution because he's, quote, intellectually disabled and therefore constitutionally ineligible for the death penalty?
I'll say it's Pennsylvania. I don't know.
No, if you're thinking death penalty, the state to go to, just as a default for future, anytime you're at a trivia night and there's a question about the death penalty, always say Texas.
Okay.
All right, but let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the five, and nothing in between. So that's only six points.
Can I blame this because my kids are laughing at me in the background here in the truck, trying to drive and trying to do this at the same time? Can I get any consolation prize for that?
You know what? I'm giving you minus 1 point for blaming the kids, Evan.
Wow.
You get 5 points today, and you still get punished.
There's a place for us.
Trying to blame the kids. That's a first on the Harris Challenge.
Place for us.
Hold my hand, and we're halfway there.
Yeah. Hold my hand, and I'll bring you there.
Okay, all right, we can pause it right there. I have a feeling we may get to the big finale a little bit later on. Thanks for playing, Evan. You and the kids have a great weekend.
You too, bye.
Thank you very much. Jerry, you're contestant number four today. Welcome to the Big 550.
Thank you, Paul. Cheap plug, my older son Philip graduates from Lindenwood University tomorrow, and on behalf of the New Jewish Theater, we're presenting our last production of the season, Old Jews Telling Jokes, through June the 1st. Tickets, 442-3283. That's 442-3283.
Nicely done. That is how you plug something on this show.
Yeah, plug the heck out of it.
And good luck to your son in whatever he does with his degree moving forward.
His music.
All right, categories left. We have two of them. That's a Hollywood quickie, or everything in there is constitutional.
Hollywood quickie.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Jerry. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of The Majestic was married to Lauren Holly for 9 months and 2 days in the mid-1990s?
Jim Carrey.
Correct. Who did Lisa Marie Presley marry on August 10th, 2002 and split from just 3.5 months later?
Michael Jackson.
What was your first answer going to be?
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, you should have said that. Which member of the Poseidon Adventure cast was married to Ethel Merman for only 38 days in 1964?
Ernest Borgnine.
Correct. Who was married to Donna Peel for less than 5 months before marrying his next ex-wife, Denise Richards?
Charlie Sheen.
Correct. Which marriage lasted longer for Drew Barrymore, her first to Jeremy Thomas or her second to Tom Green?
Which lasted longest?
Yeah.
Jeremy Thomas.
She was married to Jeremy Thomas for 30 days. She was married to Tom Green for 5 months and 4 days. The good news for you, Jerry, is you got the one, the three, and the four. You would have gotten you would have gotten two more points if you'd said Nicolas Cage there, but you didn't need it. You got 8 points, and you're a winner.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. Congratulations, and have a great weekend. And here's our final contestant. Hello, Steve.
How are you today, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
My five-second cheap plug, I want to say hi to the guys at Witte Brothers, the refrigerated carrier. They're my new employer, and I'm loving life there.
Great. Our category is everything in there is constitutional. These are questions about the United States Constitution.
Oh, my.
60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How many amendments are there in the Bill of Rights?
10.
Correct. In what century was the Constitution signed? 1787 would be the 18th century. You're right. Which of these presidents did not sign the Constitution? Did not sign the Constitution? Washington, Lincoln, or Madison?
I'm sorry, I lost you there. No, read it again.
Which of these presidents did not sign the Constitution? Washington, Lincoln, or Madison?
Lincoln.
Correct. If you were born in January 1958, when was the first presidential election you could vote in? 1976. Which constitutional amendment guarantees the right to a speedy trial? Is it the 6th, the 16th, or the 26th?
26.
The 6th Amendment gives you that right. And 6 is a key number for you, Steve, because that's how many points you have. 1 and 2 and 3.
We get to play some De Niro.
Yeah, you get the big finale from the boys. Steve, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge.
Hey, thanks.
We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS, available on smartphones and worldwide on KTRS.com. If you don't have our free app, download it today.
Meep, meep.
All right, hopefully Tim Weiland
does not... I'm sorry, before you plug Tim, let me get in the plug for Hungarians, who are playing tonight at Judy's Lounge at the River City Casino, starting at 8 o'clock, and they'll probably play like on and off for 4 hours, right?
Till midnight, yeah, I'll be there. I'm going to stop by.
Excellent. Are you going to get on stage?
Hope to, yeah.
Well, there goes the crowd.
Uh-oh.
For more information... No, Dan is fine. A terrific bass player. And good friend.
I just get up and sing with them.
All right, again, there goes the crowd.
Oh, boy.
So if you want to find out where they are playing, you can get their app or go to their website, wellhungarians.net.
All right, now it's time for Tim Weiland, and hopefully he won't sing the traffic.
No, I'll leave it. If you're going to ruin the crowd, I'm going to let you do it. You keep you sing.
Screw all of you guys.
Thank you very much.
I hate you.
Some guy's going to lose the rent on blackjack, go over and listen to the band. Oh, geez, Dan's here? Yeah.
Okay, we need a wet cleanup out here on the dance floor.
That was my nickname in high school, wet cleanup.
Wet cleanup?
Yeah, wet cleanup.
Wait a minute, I just threw myself under the bus.
Yeah, you did. Way to go. All right, hey, we've got a multi-vehicle collision on eastbound 70 past St. Louis Avenue that has the right lane blocked, and traffic is backed up now around Grand. Things are looking a little bit better, though, on southbound 270. We're just slow in pockets between Ladue down through Highway 44. You look really great from that point to Highway 55. Southbound 170 slowing, Olive down through 40. Baseball traffic still coming in. You are heavy now from Clarkson through Mason. You're slow again from Clayton Warrison in through Big Bend. We have eastbound 270 traffic getting a lot better now. You're just slow east of McDonald through New Florissant. And westbound 70, just a little bit of a slowdown between 170 past the airport. And this traffic report brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. It's the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoin Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
The best sale in the history of Granite Busters is ending soon, so you should take advantage of this incredible deal right now before it becomes history. For just $1,999.55, you'll get all of this. 45 square feet of Category A granite countertops, laser templated, custom fabricated, and installed with an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. A stainless steel undermount sink, a sink grate, and a plumbing hookup. All this for under $2,000. No one can beat this deal, but you better hurry, because when it's over, it's over. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now. 636-322-2344. 4444. That's 636-322-2344. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom at 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500 plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest in-stock selection around. There won't be a better time to upgrade your countertops to granite. Call, visit, or log on at GraniteBusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters. New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? Ah! And engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 855-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And it... Uh-oh, is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the Cash Call at 855-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367033042.
Diabetes affects over 26 million people in the United States today, with type 2 being the most common diagnosis. If you have type 2 diabetes, listen to this important message. Patterson Medical Clinic is currently conducting a research study to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational insulin dosed once daily for type 2 diabetes. If you are at least 18 years old, have type 2 diabetes for at least 6 months, and are receiving insulin treatments, call 314-831-5999. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. To see if you qualify for this type 2 diabetes clinical study, call Patterson Medical Clinic at 314-831-5999. Once again, that's 314-831-5999.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
After you've worked a lifetime to enjoy retirement, how would you feel if you or your spouse had to go back to work? How would you feel if you weren't able to have the retirement you dreamed of? This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. My husband Ken and I started our firm knowing that protecting the vision of our clients' retirement plans is our primary mission. As a professional insurance advisor, I work with our clients to help ensure they are prepared for their retirement years by providing them with insurance-based solutions designed to protect their principal, guarantee an income stream they cannot outlive, and leave a legacy to their heirs. At Heisey Advisory Group, we develop the proper strategies so our clients can worry about tee times and grandkids. Call us today at 314-909-1116 and ask us about our complimentary consultation. That's 314-909-1116 or visit us online at heiseadvisorygroup.com.
Hear the nation's most entertaining weekend radio show with some hardware talk thrown in. It's tools, tips, tricks, and a whole lot more on the Two Fat Guys Hardware Show this Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4 on the Big 550 KTRS. Presented by the New American Lawn by
by Jonathan Green. Find the unmatched Jonathan Green lawn care products at your local independent hardware store and garden center. Find the store nearest you at jonathangreen.com. And hear the Two Fat Guys Hardware Show right here every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
One more time, please.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yeah, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Whether you want to have a great meal inside the restaurant or get some great food to take home from next door at the Smokehouse Market, you're in for good eating. Either way, Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse. You know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof. And every day on this show, they sponsor this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans.
Oh, give it up.
Good morning, everybody.
Wow. Good morning.
It's morning someplace.
That's true. Right.
So what are you doing there, Big Paul?
Well, I'm getting over my jet lag because I was away for 10 days. I took the wife to Italy.
Wow, what a nice trip.
We had a fantastic time. Have you been there?
Never been there.
Save your money and go, and just because it's an amazing place to be and because you walk around and you say, are you kidding me? That place is 2,000 years old and it's still standing. It's just amazing to walk around and see that much history in one place and then go across the street and have pizza, pasta, and gelato.
Gotta love that.
That was our entire trip.
There
wow, this is amazing. Let's eat.
Hey, we start off with a pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who eats 20, 30 ice cubes a day.
Ice cubes?
Yeah, she says that, well, hey, it's not fattening. It satisfies her munchies. It keeps her skinny. Eats 20 to 30 ice cubes a day. Very odd. Is it birthday girl Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Is it Drew Barrymore? Is it Renee Zellweger? Answer in just a minute. We're going to turn back the clock. January 4th, right here on this broadcast, I said, quote, an impeccable source tells me that it's just a matter of time before former New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez is going to be charged with at least two more murders, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
That was January 4th. Yesterday, Hernandez was charged with two more murders, thanks to my source inside the MBI, Massachusetts Bureau of Investigation.
Nice going.
Yeah, really heard it here first. Movie review. Told you about Godzilla. Did you see Godzilla, honey?
I have not seen any movies in a couple of weeks.
Well, you know, Godzilla, I gave it a good rating. Also opening today, Million Dollar Arm, another Disney feel-good sports movie in the spirit of Miracle and Invincible. Now, some critics don't like it. I don't know why. Loved it. John Hamm plays a down and out baseball agent who decides to look for major league pitchers in India where cricket is king, finds a couple of top prospects, brings them back to the United States, our national pastime, meets Americana with these foreigners, and relationships are built. Rated PG, 2 hours. I liked it. 3 stars.
Yeah, I saw this actually a preview about a month ago, and I thought John Hamm did a terrific job. I liked Asif Manvi as kind of the sidekick, and I like the fish-out-of-water aspect of them going to India and being immersed in that culture, and then the two Indian guys coming back with them to the United States and being immersed in our culture. You get the fish-out-of-water thing going both ways, and because it's a Disney movie, you know it's not going to end badly. I liked it a lot, too.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Odds and Ends Rolling Stone Ronnie Woods says that he makes millions of dollars every year selling his artwork. Wow. Says that that's his next full-time job. Kim Kardashian was at the Obama fundraising dinner here in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago, and the Secret Service had direct orders. Keep her away from the president. Somehow I'm not surprised. Not only did Britney Spears get $12 million in an extension to stay at Las Vegas, Caesar's Palace also has thrown in a little bonus. Britney can use their private jet anytime she needs it.
Wow.
How's that for a little bonus?
You know, that is the one thing I would love to have in my life. One of those things that I'll never have, but I would love to have at some point in my life, a private jet. Just to be able to go out to the airport and say, all right, Jenkins, let's go. And you tell them where you're going, and you don't have to go through any of the nonsense of the airport or worry about booking your flight a month ahead of time or any of that stuff.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's also amazing how everybody's forgotten how nuts she was for that period of time.
Yeah.
I mean, what a turnaround.
Yeah, she really has turned it around. It was a battle. George Clooney told his fiancée he would like them to live in Los Angeles, New York. There's talk that maybe they might have a baby, even instead of some talk that he'd like to even maybe go back to his roots and in Cincinnati. No, she said no. She demanded and she won. The Clooneys will be living in London, England. That's where they'll be living.
Hmm.
And don't forget, Michael Jackson hologram will be on the Billboard Awards show Sunday night.
It's
supposed to be spectacular. Did I hear you grunt?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm just over the Michael Jackson thing for so long now. Not that I'll be watching the Billboard Awards anyway. It won't affect my life in any way, but
it's pretty cool. It looks like he's up there singing and dancing when it's a hologram.
Mm-hmm. Kind of cool. I'm pretty sure I can go on YouTube and watch it anytime I want.
Actually, you can't.
What?
Yeah, you can't now. In fact, and this afternoon there was a lawsuit trying to block it if people have the technology for it, which I don't think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But it will be one of the highlights. It'll be the highlight of the show for sure, and it'll probably be a highlight for Sunday.
Hmm.
And the pop quiz question, who eats 20 or 30 ice cubes a day? How strange is that? Megan Fox, Drew Barrymore, or Renee Zellweger?
Ian?
I'll go with Zellweger.
Dan?
I was going to go Zellweger, too.
I'll go Drew.
You know, it looks like you've been eating 30 lemons. Yeah, it is Renee Zellweger. And finally, Aloha Friday, nowhere to Monday. We're going to play today, Aloha Friday. Have a great week in St. Louis. Lydia Kalani, Lani, Ani, O.K., Luku, and a cock, and a and hoo, hoo, hoo. Two-way, Kamiki, Kara, hoo. Why am I not a Kamiki? Kaka, hoo, hoo.
Mike Evans, brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Before I get to Knuckleheads, I want to mention one other movie recommendation I have for you. I didn't have time to get to earlier when we were doing the movie stuff. I know Frank talked about this movie on the air, and I talked about it on the air as well when it won the Oscar for Best Documentary a couple of years ago. A movie called Searching for Sugar Man. The director of this movie, Milek Bendajalul, died this week. He was only 36 years old.
Mm.
I don't know what he died of, but if you've not seen this movie, it is a fascinating documentary about a guy who called himself Rodriguez. He was a singer-songwriter from the Detroit area who recorded one album in the early 1970s. And never had any real success in the United States and kind of never made it to the charts, but then fell off whatever charts he was getting anywhere close to. And nobody really ever heard of him again. And then this documentarian was trying to come up with an idea for a movie, and he heard that in South Africa, this guy Rodriguez was a huge star, which Rodriguez did not know because he'd only made one album here in the United States. So the documentarian, this guy Milek Bendajalul, went to South Africa and interviewed these people, and they were like, yes, we've heard all these stories about him, about how he died and a tragic death, and we loved his music, and it was important to us during apartheid and all that sort of stuff. And so he gets those stories to South Africa. Then he goes to Detroit, and he finds this guy, Rodriguez, and gets his story. And I'm not going to tell you what happens at the end of the movie, but it is fascinating because here's a guy who, like a million musicians in this country, gets his dream of a recording label deal, puts out a record, hopes it's going to turn him into a star, and he's not a star in America, and okay, dream over. Except somewhere half a world away, he was a star and never knew it. It's called Searching for Sugar Man. It won the Oscar for Best Documentary a couple years ago, and the guy who made it just died this week. That's what made me remind you that you might want to put it on your Netflix queue. That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Washington, D.C., and I don't know if you guys talked about this earlier in the week. The story of a congressman from Florida named Joe Garcia, who was caught on a C-SPAN camera last week during a House Judiciary Committee hearing, putting his finger in his ear and then eating what he had dug out.
No, we did not talk about it, but I saw the video.
Yum!
Ugh. Yeah.
In the clip, Garcia appears to look down at his finger and then go back for seconds while another member of Congress is speaking. After getting some grief about this video, Garcia took to Twitter and blamed the whole thing on a hangnail. He tweeted, quote, "My mom always told me to keep my fingers out of my mouth, and now I know why. Hashtag hangnail. Hashtag it happens. Hashtag cameras rolling."
Well, you have to look at it first. You don't want a gross hair in your earwax before you eat.
Of course. Story number two, Hillsboro, Oregon. 911 dispatcher gets a call from a guy who asks, "Where can I get some marijuana?" The dispatcher says, "Excuse me?" He repeats his request, and she says, "Do you realize you're calling the police department?" The guy says, "No, I didn't realize that. That's very interesting." "Well, let me ask you the question again. It's a legitimate question." And she says, "What question is that?" He says, "Where can I buy some marijuana this morning?" She does not tell him where to get pot, but the audio of the phone call made it onto the Hillsboro Police Department's Facebook page as part of its "You called 911 for that" campaign. Next, we go to Anhui Province, China. I will just tell you before I read this, if you're having dinner right now, put the fork down until I'm done with this story. In Anhui Province, China, Maya Ling was in a restaurant eating calamari when she noticed it tasted really rubbery. So she spit it out and discovered that what she'd been chewing wasn't calamari, it was a condom. Condomari. She says, quote, "It was disgusting. My first horrific thought was, is this used?" Unquote. When she complained to the waiter, the restaurant owner, Yi Zi Teng, came over. He accused her of planting the condom to get a free meal. He also told him there was nothing wrong with the dish, and to prove it, he said he would eat the calamari if she would forget about the whole thing. And before she could say anything, he reached over, grabbed the condom, and ate it. Liang did not finish the rest of her meal. She's thinking about suing the restaurant. In Anchor Point, Alaska, 43-year-old guy goes to South Peninsula Hospital with a wound in his head. Doctors described it as serious, but not life-threatening. They asked him what caused the wound, and he said, "Oh, I accidentally shot myself in the head with a .22 long rifle 5 days ago." The staff said, "5 days ago? Why'd you wait so long to come in for medical attention? What did you do in the meantime?" He said, "I put some Neosporin on it."
Neosporin. I hope the painkiller Neosporin.
He did that until he can drive to town 5 days later. They fixed him up. He's okay. And we finish in Arlington, Massachusetts, where Police Chief Frederick Ryan reportedly saw Brenda Drinkwater driving the wrong way through town while another man was driving behind her, honking his horn and yelling at her to stop as she forced other cars off the road. The chief pulled her over, and when he asked for her license and registration, she reached into her purse and handed him a credit card and a receipt from a liquor store for a bottle of vodka. The chief then saw an open bottle of vodka on the passenger seat, could clearly smell the odor of liquor on her breath, got her out of the car, said she was extremely unsteady and failed a number of sobriety tests. Not one, but a number of sobriety tests. He put her in the police car, busted her for DUI, checked her records, found out it's the eighth time she's been busted for DUI. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. And that's our show. I hope you'll check out my syndicated show, America Weekend, which airs across the country at various times on various stations. KTRS airs it at midnight on Saturday night and Sunday night. And, of course, you can always check out the HarrisOnline.com portion of the KTRS.com website to find out what else I'm up to. And follow me on Twitter as well, at Paul Harris Show. Have a great weekend. Thanks to Dan and Ian and everybody who works here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Meep, meep.
And it's time for a final check on traffic. Have a good weekend there, Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. You guys have a nice weekend, too. I'll tell you, if you're leaving town or trying to get out of the city, you're looking pretty good. It's all the stuff coming in for baseball that's slow on eastbound 40, running heavy from Boone's Crossing up through Mason, Clayton Warson into Big Bend, southbound 170, slowing now from Del Mar down through Highway 40, eastbound 70. It's heavy still from Grand to St. Louis Avenue. They're still working with that accident. It is off on the right shoulder now. Westbound 40 still does have a little pocket, though, from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge and from 94 out through Wing Haven. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. It's the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you miss this on McGraw Live in the Morning?
Senator Danforth, he's one of the only ones that I can think of that didn't go to Washington instead. And so he lives, works, and plays right here in St. Louis. You see him in the produce aisle. You see him at the ball game. You see him walking down the street.
Is that because you're stalking him? Is that where you see him?
Well, that's the... You see him at the coffee shop at 7:02 on Tuesdays?
McGraw, live in the morning. Weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man. Features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills. Smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson, that starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Well, we know Randy's going to be mailing it in. She's counting down to her vacation, but we'll rev things up Monday. Former Heisman Trophy winner, played with Orlando Pace in college, played for Jeff Fisher in the pros, Eddie George on the program. Also, our Monday Cup of Joe, Joe Holloman from the Post-Dispatch. Let's find out who Joe has ticked off this week.
The Martin Kilcoin Show with Randy Naughton starting at 10 weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
It's almost here and celebrating its 13th year. Art on the Square, May 16th through the 18th at Belleville's Public Square. See 103 artists from around the country and around the world. Meet Tiffany Brooks, HGTV Design Star winning designer, on the Living with Art Interior Design Stage on Sunday. Also enjoy a fantastic array of food and wine available for your enjoyment, along with fantastic musical acts all weekend long. Shuttle service is provided from the Shield Street Metrolink Station. There's fun for the whole family, and admission is free at Art on the Square.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550. KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, ya.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Day and a half of deliberation, a verdict in the Francine Katz gender discrimination case against Anheuser-Busch. Two women dead in a Southern Illinois bank robbery. One victim has local ties. We have team coverage. And what happened at this building in Wentzville that has lawmakers in Washington calling for an investigation? First on Fox, we're following new developments in Cairo, Illinois that are having an impact here in St. Louis. Two women are dead and a third woman is reported in critical condition after a bank robbery Thursday night. One of the bank robbery victims grew up in St. Clair, Missouri. That's where Fox 2's Chris Hayes joins us with how people remember Nita Bush Smith. Chris.
Sandy Smith just became a grandmother, and she was so excited to post a picture of herself with her new grandbaby. She posted it on Facebook earlier this year. Nita also appears in a picture with her sisters.